You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, episode number 13. You asked and I'm answering. You guys, I so appreciate your feedback about what you want to hear on the podcast. I want to create content that serves all of you listening, so thank you for telling me what you are looking for. A big question facing a lot of aspiring minimalists out there is how to clean out our closets and keep them clean for good. So on today's episode, I'm covering the three things you need to know before you can really, truly clean out your closet.
You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, where we understand that needing less helps us to be so much more. Entrepreneur and sustainability advocate, Meg Ross, will help you to break down how to create more space in your life. Get ready to hear from strong women who are redefining what living well looks like. If you've dreamed of being present, cutting the clutter, and putting an end to the busyness, this is the place to be. Here's your host, designer, motivator, and simplicity enthusiast, Meg Ross.
Let's be honest, guys. You can do the work and follow the steps and feel good about purging items from your closet. But how long does it actually stay clean for? A huge part of sustaining a closet that you love is not only knowing what you need to remove, but also knowing how to be selective in what you choose to put back in. So often we just toss items that we haven't worn in a while out to the curb, but we don't stop to consider why we haven't worn them. We don't think, why wasn't this garment serving me? What kinds of clothing could serve me better? We don't ask these questions because they're hard. They force us to be honest with ourselves and dig deep. But don't worry, friends. In this episode, I'm going to help you ask the right questions so that you can discover what clothing works for you and why, so you can get started on building a wardrobe that is absolutely perfect for you and serves everything you need. Here we go. Three things you need to know before you can really, truly clean out your closet. Number one, first, you need to know what your lifestyle needs are. So here's the thing. We all have such diverse lifestyles. Some of us live in the city and take the bus to work, where we live there for 10 hours a day. Some of us are students who spend time studying in the library and on the top of our beds. Some of us are yoga teachers. Some of us are stay-at-home moms. Some of us work from home. The list goes on and on and on. So why are we all listening to the same sources who are telling us what we should be wearing, what the trends are, as if some uniform, one uniform, could serve all of our different diverse lifestyle needs? I don't know either. The most important thing I learned when I started designing for my own label was this. Clothing is a tool that should help us live our best lives. Our clothing should facilitate our work. So often we undervalue the role of clothing in our lives. Before making a purchase, we usually think something like this. This sweater is a cute pink. I saw one just like it on Instagram. Add it to my cart. But at times, we put too much stock into our clothing. We think things like, if I buy this blouse, then I will look like this person, so I will be more like that person, so I have more friends at work and be better at my job and get a raise. Add it to the cart. I think we need to change the internal dialogue that surrounds our clothing completely. We need to ask, how will this garment serve me? Will this help me show up prepared to do all the things that I need to do and help me be who I want to be? We are very busy living up to everybody's expectations all the time. Not our expectations, everybody else's. How can I make her happy? What would he want me to do? What would this person do in this situation? What would that person wear? We don't take the time to figure out what's serving us. And yeah, you guys, this mindset goes way beyond the clothing we wear. But how we choose to dress sets a tone for how we are going to show up. When I say I design clothes to help women show up as themselves, it's not just a tagline. For so long, I wasn't showing up as myself. For so long, I didn't know who I was. I was busy looking around to find out. I was busy dressing like my friends, thinking like my friends, taking the same kinds of jobs they would take. Once I decided that I was going to figure out what was important to me, a lot changed. And this work of figuring out who we are is never ending. But being in a place of honesty about where we are and where we want to go is work that can be facilitated by the tools we choose to invest in. Number two, what clothing fits you right now? Raise your hand if you have clothing in your closet that does not fit you right now. Guys, why are we doing that? My hand is up. It is just one pair of shorts, but I love them to death. If you don't follow Jenna Kutcher, I highly recommend doing so. I can't believe I haven't recommended her until now, but she is amazing, and she has a great Instagram account that is full of messages about self-love and body positivity. One of my favorite things that Jenna says is that she didn't just wake up one day, one morning, and suddenly love her body. Nope. She wakes up every single day, just like the rest of us, but instead she chooses to say, today I'm going to love my body and be thankful for what it does for me. And she continues to make the choice to love her body again and again and again. It is work, people. It is not easy. But you know what? There are tools to set you up for success here. Do you want to know a big one? Clothing that fits you well and makes you feel good. Guys, if you haven't listened to episode 10 yet with Daisy Gillespie, make sure you do so. Daisy says, be in a place of honesty with yourself right now, because the worst possible thing is for you to be in a place where you're not happy with your body and none of your clothes fit. Can I get an amen? I know what you're thinking, but Meg, I'm going to fit into those jeans again. And I've been there. The summer after high school, I worked at a clothing store where I got a great discount on a bunch of different designer brands. I worked with all of these stylish women who told me how cute the jeans were and how they would define my college style. So I spent way too much money. I bought 3 pairs of jeans that remained for the most part untouched throughout my college years. And if I'm being honest, my body grew a little bit during college. But I kept the jeans anyways, always with the hope that once this project was over, I would start going to the gym, or after winter break, I would start eating healthier. Something I didn't realize then was that I wasn't being honest with myself or about my lifestyle. I didn't have Daisy in my head telling me, be in a place of honesty with yourself right now. And if I'm being honest, my priorities at the time were not fitting into those jeans. And thank goodness, guys, because how sad of a college experience would that have been? My priorities were my friends, my projects, my social life, my dreams. If I could have identified that then, I could have saved myself a lot of self-ridicule every time I tried those jeans on and they still didn't fit. Since college, I have in fact started working out and eating healthier. And you know what? The jeans still don't fit me. When I decided to clean out my closet for good, I kissed those babies goodbye to make room for pants that will fit my body and my lifestyle. A pro tip for you, no one wears jeans while working from home. It's not comfortable. I don't need as many jeans as I once did. Something I did learn from those jeans was that 3 pairs of designer jeans are not going to define my style. I was the only one who could do that. That brings us to number 3. The third thing you need to know before you can really, truly clean out your closet is this. You need to know your personal style. You probably have a Pinterest board labeled style or something similar where you have pinned clothing that you like. This is a good place to start when defining your personal style. When you scroll through these images, you will probably find some themes. There are probably some main colors that you like, as well as some silhouettes. Maybe you like print. Maybe you like solids. Maybe you like mixing. It is also important, though, here to take a look at the clothing that always seem to be dirty or in the wash, aka the clothing you actually wear. Start to think about why you love those pieces and if styles that are on your inspiration boards would serve you in the same way as those favorite pieces. And you guys, this doesn't have to be a radical overhaul. In fact, I don't think that it should be. I used to do the thing where I thought if I changed my style, I would become a different person. Which really, how silly is that? I got caught up in thinking that there was a right way and a wrong way to dress. And that is simply not true. So I encourage you to dig in and do the soul work to figure out what you want from your clothing. I define my style by choosing pieces that were comfortable and washable, fit me well, and made me look and feel put together. My wardrobe is filled with versatile pieces that make me feel comfortable and also present me like the girl boss I am, so that I feel empowered to do my important work. I fell in love with my capsule wardrobe so much that I wondered, why is every woman not doing this? And that is basically what started my desire to help educate women about how their wardrobes can keep serving them better. And what really inspired me to design the 956 Studio capsule, which I can't even believe this, you guys, but it launches next month already. Maybe one of the six pieces I designed for the 956 capsule will fit you perfectly, and it'll fall seamlessly into your life. It'll be the piece you always dreamed of. But maybe they won't, and that's okay. This is all about figuring out what dressing well looks like in your life and how you can make the little changes to get you there. And that's it already. That's the three things that you need to know. So let's recap. First, you need to know your lifestyle needs. Stop looking at everyone else to find out what clothing will work in your life. Be honest about what you need from your clothing and what you want it to do for you in your life. Second, you need to know what clothing fits you right now. Let's start being in a place of love with our bodies and clothing them well. Guys, it's time to have clothes in our closet that fit us today. Third, your personal style. Although it's totally awesome to look for inspiration out there, don't forget to make sure that your style is going to work for your life. If you absolutely cannot wait to get started, you can find my free guide on 8 ways to make a capsule wardrobe actually work for you in the show notes for this episode at simplylivedinpodcast.com/episode13. I so hope that now when you look into your closet, you feel like you have some tools to help you organize. Keep this list in mind next time you are out shopping or feel like you need something new in your closet. Remember that simplifying your wardrobe is a choice that you are going to have to continue to make. I'm sorry to say this, guys, but you don't just clean out your closet once and never have to think about it again. That's just not how it works. But if you put in the hard work now, you will have a closet with only pieces that serve you, and you can keep up these practices to make sure that it stays that way. If this episode helped you make some closet decisions that you have been putting off, or you simply enjoyed listening, please give us a review on iTunes. Those reviews are so, so important in helping us grow this podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook group, our brand new group for this podcast, Simply Lived In Insiders. Type that on in, join the group, and join the conversation about what you want to hear on the upcoming episodes. I can't say this enough, guys. You feed the show. I need to know I'm not just talking to myself here, and I love to hear from you and what you want to hear. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, Simply Listeners, keep up your quest for less.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Lived In podcast. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at simplylivedinpodcast.com. If you love the show, please share with your friends. Help us to spread the power of simplicity. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep up your quest for less.